NOAA fishery scientists are using a new method for surveying the southern edge of the Bering Sea ice pack for seals as they both move north. A remote-controlled, pilotless drone is being flown off the deck of the NOAA research vessel MacArthur II. The ship was recently in Kodiak before heading to the Bering Sea and launching the Scan Eagle, a 40-pound drone with a 10-foot wingspan. It's not unlike the surveillance drones being used by the military in the Middle East. Peter Boving, the leader for the Polar Ecosystem Program at National Marine Mammal Laboratory in Seattle, says the price of remote-controlled drones has fallen.
I'd say the capabilities for doing some of this work have spun off or been enhanced by the military interest and funding that has enabled small companies to produce some of these unmanned aircraft at price points that become approachable for civilian agencies and others to use for research. And our interest in using it for marine mammals stemmed from the fact that we're often forced to try to survey these animals in very remote places that are at the very least expensive to get to, and often also risky for our observers to get to.
The Scan Eagle is owned and operated by the University of Alaska and was built by a subsidiary of Boeing. Both NOAA and the university's Institute for Arctic Research will use the still and video images taken by the Scan Eagle during a month-long test to determine if drones can be used to estimate the number and location of spotted, bearded, and ringed seals on the ice pack. Robin Anglis, the deputy director of the National Marine Mammal Laboratory, says there are a number of missions for which NOAA could use drones like the Scan Eagle.
Just from a broader perspective, NOAA in general is keenly interested in using unmanned aircraft for a wide variety of civilian purposes, from monitoring sea ice to studying hurricanes to studying ghost nets in the Hawaiian Islands. NOAA has had a program, the NOAA UAS program, for a couple of years now that has been facilitating these kinds of civilian projects.
Anglis says the same technology could be used in fisheries enforcement, keeping an unblinking eye on the fishing grounds. The cost of the drone itself is about $40,000. The Scan Eagle can fly for about 20 hours on 2 gallons of fuel at up to 75 miles per hour after being launched by a pneumatic catapult. To land, hooks on the drone's wings catch a line hung from a crane aboard the MacArthur II. The data gathered this month will help NOAA to understand seal habitat better and gauge their sensitivity to climate change.